it's going back to, you know, when we were talking, when you were talking about, you know, the naturalism, right? Because I'm sure that there's a lot of artists out there who are putting out music, but it's not the music that they want to put out because they're a bunch of Pinocchios, really, right?
And I do go through that right now. I'm not going to say my music is perfect. For example, a song like Ride is about savior equality unknown with a significant other in a vehicle. So, but if you listen to the lyrics, again, it's not in your face, but if you really take it in mm-hmm. detail, what I'm really talking about, then someone can go, oh. So I kind of do have to have some of those songs because, hey, we are in a world amongst the 85, and I do have to be versatile so that I can still, you know, blend in, eat, and also reach a certain level of success, but also still respecting myself and my vision that I have, which is lyricism.
And so, as a female artist, have you experienced, and I mean, like, you know, we ain't ratting out here, so I ain't asking you to say no names, right? But as a female artist, have you experienced any type of, you know, situations where people try to make you compromise yourself?
Can you be a little bit more specific?
Oh, I mean, that's pretty, like, you know, like, have you had people in the industry try to get you to do things that you don't want to do? And I'm not talking sexually, right? I'm not talking no, like, Diddy shit, right? You know what I'm saying? But you know, as a female artist, I mean, you know, males go through different things than females in the industry, right? So,
yeah.
I just want to know from your perspective, or has there been anything that you felt like where somebody was trying to make you compromise yourself?
When I was much younger, like, 17 was when I really felt like my foot was in the door. I felt like I was gonna make it at that time. I had a music video that went viral. I actually shared it a couple of days on my story. And when that music video went out, it's called Party Time, by the way, and I went under a whole different artist name. Mm-hmm. I was going by the name of Nunu V at the time. And I was getting a lot of offers and a lot of people wanted to sign me. And again, I was 17, I was underage. And at that time, the industry was very sexualized. Mm-hmm. And the people that wanted to work with me were bringing opportunities that were involving degrading myself. And knowing who I am, even at that age, I've always been connected with myself and I know who I am. And I've turned down those offers, and those offers also went out the window with me turning it down. Mm-hmm. And I just learned that they can try to take from me, but they can't take who I am. And even though I've missed out on those opportunities because I did not accept those offers, I've learned that, or I've always felt that something bigger is coming, something better. You know, if that didn't work out, then I know that something else is there in my path for me. Like, hey, here I am now. I still have better opportunities. Good things come my way, and I'm happy that I could look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm not a bop. I'm not an industry 304. You know, I can look to my future and just remember that my journey was respectful.
Most definitely, you know, knowledge, look, listen, learn, observe, and respect, right? And
yes,
I think that a lot of people, the way that they strive to, you know, get respect, you know, especially with female artists, is through sex, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure a lot of men go through the same thing, you know what I mean, up there in Hollyweird, right?
Hollyweird.
Hollyweird, that's what it is, right? Hollyweird. you know, it's a real thing, right? And so that's why I asked the question, and my next question is, like, you know, to, you know, the female artists out there that may be going through, you know, what you've experienced, what you just expressed with us, what message do you have for them? Houses, expenses, my own business,
a truck, and a couple of bins, I want it all. Sorry, can you repeat that? What's the message that I have for
female artists that, you know, may be going through that, you know, that that level of wickedness that, you know, these people are doing, right?
Yes. My message to those girls is, no matter what, do not stoop down to anyone's level. Do not take your crown off. Mm-hmm. And don't let anyone make you do anything that you are not comfortable with. We have a mind of our own. I don't care if it's $1 million, if someone's waving a piece of meat at your nose. It's always a trick. It's a game. It always comes with something. And our physical bodies have so much value. Being in this human form, our mind is a terrible thing to waste. And just being in this vehicle is worth so much more than, what's the word I'm looking for? It's worth so much more than that evil dollar. Because it doesn't go with us everywhere that we can travel throughout the universe on a spiritual level.
That's very peace. That's very eloquently said. And you know, to the listener, right? Whether you're an artist, you're listening, or, you know, you're a supporter, that knowledge and wisdom right there is definitely divine. And it can be manifested in so many different ciphers, you know. So, you know, to the female artists out there, you know what I mean, and to the females in general, man, whatever it is that you're going through, you know, it's like, know that you don't have to use your you know, use that physical in order to get where you need to go, right? It's like,
exactly,
you know, use
it, will always be better.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean, gotta have some respect for yourself, you know what,
exactly,
I mean, and that goes for the men too.
Respect
yourself, man, you know,
before you wreck yourself.
That's real. That's never mind somebody else, you know what I mean, before you wreck yourself, right? So I know that you're coming out with the album, you know, you're coming out with an album, and let's talk a little bit about that, and let the listeners know what is it that they're gonna be hearing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I'm releasing an album soon titled Origami. Mm-hmm. And this album consists of, I believe, 9 songs. I don't have an official date, but I will be releasing that soon. Gonna have a little bit of some favorites like No Labels and Ride and Buttercup and a few other hidden gems that will be available when it's out. And this album is me expressing personality, style, flavor, a story, vision, and just me just sharing a fun side of me where listeners can enjoy me singing, rapping, and just getting to know me a bit better through sound.
And that's peace. That's definitely peace. So you're gonna be putting some old tracks and some new tracks together and mixing them?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you know, for the audience, right? Where can they find your music? Can they also, do you have merch out? Where can they find your merch? Anybody you want to shout out as well?
Yes. Well, first, I'll start with your first question. For the listeners tuning in, you can find my music on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. And you asked me something else.
Merchandise.
Yes, merch. Mm-hmm. I have so much merch ideas coming.
Okay.
The official, yes, the official website has not been launched yet, so stay tuned for that. I have a lot of crochet pieces. Mm. Oh, also,
I made crowns as well, so tap
in with me about that a bit later, but okay. I'll be releasing some crochet hoodies, art pieces, and some really cool collectibles, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, send the crown, digital needs
the crown.
I'd like to
shout out my team, ooh, X10, mm-hmm, my manager, Sean Gold, producers, Rec Zone, Realistex. I like to shout out Connell, KG. Who else is on my album? Who am I leaving out? shout out everyone who is involved in my project. I think I'm leaving someone out, but yeah, shout out everyone involved in making me a better artist. Peace and love.
No doubt. And you gotta, oh man, okay, you got the crowns. I'm gonna definitely holler at you for that. But as well as, you have any other tracks coming up with Chung?
No, I don't at the moment. Much love to Chung, but we don't talk anymore. So I don't think we have any songs coming out until we resolve that. But much love and respects to her. We did a wonderful song together off her EP,
mm-hmm,
More Than a Lover. Go check that out. But other than that's where that stands.
Yeah, no, most definitely. I mean, like, I've heard a gang of different, you know, Canadian female artists, and you and Chung definitely are on the top of the list, man. And that's not gassing y'all up, right? Like, when it comes to
she's an incredible artist.
Yeah, man, she is. You know, and the one thing that I appreciate as well is lyricism. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate lyricism. I appreciate wordplay. You know, context of how things are said. And that's the thing, I think for, you know, those who really, because I mean, not a lot of the youth have grown up in the 90s era, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if one can go back and study and really see like how things was formulated, you know, I think that it really can elevate a person as an artist, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to go to the root, right? You got to deal with the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? You got to deal with the foundation. And so, you know, shout out to you and Chung on that. And most definitely shout out to your peoples, man, supporting you and assisting you in, you know, bringing this manifestation forth. You know what I mean? We often say here, you know, one order, right? Like, you know, you can't do this alone. You got to have a team. You know what I mean? You got to have a team. And and that's the thing, like, you know, I see a lot of solo artists out here, right? And, you know, unless you got a team behind you, like, you're so vulnerable. You know what I mean? You're so open for to get picked off. You know what I mean? By these industry devils, right? Because when you got a team around you that is like your peoples, it's harder for them to pick you off. And that's probably why they just, you know, they target, you know, certain solo artists, you know, male or female, right? So it's, I want to say the shout out to the X10 team, you know what I mean? Shout out to Toronto, shout out to the Six, you know? And, you know, we're going to go into Drive, Into Ride. And, you know, is there anything else you want to leave the audience with before we sign out?
Yes. I just want to say peace to everyone on my journey. Keep in touch. Oh, I finally got the... I had a restriction on my Ride video. Like, they were blocking my audio due to copyright issues. Mm. So I got that cleared now. Okay. So the video is freshly up on YouTube. I don't think it has many views right now, but go run that up and show your love and your support.
Yep.
Comment, like, subscribe, and support your girl on this journey so you can see me when I get my Grammy. Peace.
Peace. I love that. I love that. Universal Zigzag Allah. Uza in the building, man. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is, man. All right, Queen. Digi, let's run it. Let's go.
Stumble out the club drunk, cussing at the cops. Give me a chopped cheese, yeah, we with the ox. Smack Mississippi, you should come and get a drop. Go. Best city in the world, cause the hustle never stops.
To live and die in a city where we be holding guns, cause I know they trying to get me. We even if we blood, I still gotta stay on 50. My brother like my blood, only difference is he Crip and walk with me, yeah. When risk it all to get a richer meal, walk with me, yeah, walk with me, yeah. Your code D will fall just so he can get a deal. Talk to the pig, he gon' talk to him, yeah. We grind and shine, we rise through hard times. We shine and grind and rise through hard times. To clear my mind, get high at all times. New York City's finest.
To live and die in New York. To live and to live and die in New York. New York. New York. To live and die in New York.
The women love
one. Rap attack, rapping over African drums. Hashtag money bags, fat stack with the rubber band. Snapchat gangsters get slapped with the upper hand. Running through the motherland with a gun in hand. Sharpshooter, harpoon, a dart through your heart. Spark, pull the pop, move a hot cougar giving top to us. Exo the move, but the parody's a lot smoother. From Quebec to Mecca, well-respected Mike Wrecker. It's all the same war, chess is nothing like checkers. I'm Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Doing gypsies on the run from the authorities. In Medina, blow cohibas with the gang leaders. Bang divas, king of king, on the raw features. Nefertiti, peaches, chief and on exotic reefer. Trying to keep up Smith and West, about to hot the streets up.
Medina, 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 Medina.
Tastes like when you speak it. Don't do it, you wanna keep it a secret. You see, we different. I chase the dough. You out here clout chasing, sucking the bros. You see me with a gunslinger from the south. But that was a room of niggas running their mouth. Like, I hate assassins. Look, I went from ashy to classy. The manicure with no polish. I scared me. Still astonished when it's bodies, vultures hover. What happened in one gambling spot echoed down to others. If you know, you know. Face down, open up the safe real slow. Gemini and Sag. This time around, we securing the bag like
military grade blades, commando. Trained in tactical combat and ways to eat bugs and insects and survive in the woods for days. Expert, spatial exposition. Micro reflectors deflect facial recognition. Listen, y'all keep believing that hood that is real. I'm a viper. I will snipe a rapper from 5 football fields. This is a warning. I'm never selling out of conforming. Plus a little smell of napalm in the morning. Slide the Scorpio to the mix off. We go with your head awkwardly. Walk with me for a second. Talk to the god of reckoning, beckoning for offerings to be made in my name. You know it, Pharaoh. Adamantium lung, tongue vibranium. Made of carbon fiber, fiber optics in my cranium. Old head, Queens get the money, Shea Stadium. Old head, Queens get the money, Shea Stadium.
Medina, 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 Medina.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey, Medina.
Pew. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz.
CJSF, 90.1 FM.
Burnaby SFU, man. Victory Law now. Stand up, baby. Come on, man. What a beautiful, beautiful interview.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very well spoken.
You know what I'm saying? To all my ladies out there, man, peep the mother effing wisdom that was just kicked to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Word is bond, man. You know what I mean? I it's all about being yourself, man. It's about being yourself. Don't let anybody turn you into something that you're not. You know what I'm saying? Or don't try to be something that you're not, because you might end up hurt. You know what I mean? So, man, you know what? We're going to go this way this time. Guilty, who we shouting out tonight? Who you shouting out?
Shouting out the whole Young family, you know? I'm not going to speak on it, but, you know, things up in the air. Tragedy happened this week, you know? The heart goes out to, you know, the Watsons and the Youngs, you know? If you're local, you probably definitely know one of the members of the family and stuff, and there's a tragedy that happened, you know, and rest in peace, Jason Young, you know. I'll keep you guys updated on what's popping out there, but it's my shout out this week to the Youngs and the Watsons, and you know, the hood's crying, you know, the hood's crying. So yeah, keep your heads up.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. Go ahead, Digi.
Of course, Jalen and Reese. What's happening, boys? Hope you're behaving out there while I'm up here. Gino, what's happening? I'd like to send a shout out to the Peart family. Miss Suzette Thomas, thank you for everything. To everybody out there, you know, stay positive, keep moving forward, keep your minds clear, open to new things, and let's just stay positive out there in this crazy world we're living in.
True indeed, and, you know, definitely want to send, you know, positive thoughts to, you know, the Young family. And, you know, the Peart family, you know, to all my brothers and sisters, man, you know, going through it right now, you know, it's very important that we have people to support us. And I want to say, if you're going through it, make sure that you reach out. You know what I'm saying? Find somebody you can trust and reach out. You know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes the universe can be heavy. You know what I'm saying? It can be heavy. And so, you know, definitely reach out, you know. And One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, we hear every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. CJSF 90.1 FM. You know, we do this for you. You know what I mean? And so, you know, we got Jazz Boulevard coming up next, and that's an amazing show. Definitely download the CJSF app, you know what I mean? And you can tap in with the One Order Radio 6 o'clock Blitz wherever you go, right? Whether you're at work, whether you're traveling, whether you're working out, you know what I mean? You can listen to all the previous shows. You know, again, shout out to Uza, you know, representing Toronto, you know, representing, you know, divinity, conscious, dope female hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
MC.
You know what I'm saying? Real MCing, man. You know what I mean? And, yeah, man, always keep it live, baby. 100% thorough. Peace to the gods. Peace to the earths. Peace to all the human families of the planet Earth. One order.
Pew, pew, pew.